I don't love admitting this because it's annoying when people say this sometimes, but I don't think I usually say this. This is not my typical problem. But my friends, I am really, really tired.
Your Daily Lex.
A bit ago, I recorded an episode of The Rebound, and you know, I typically am on my treadmill desk when I record podcasts, and I don't have a great seated setup for the microphone, so I have to stand to record podcasts, which is good because I like to get the steps in and all that. But at some point, I stopped walking, and then one point, while Dan and John were talking, I sat down for a second. Luckily, I was on wireless headphones. I'm really tired, and here's why. I didn't sleep. Typically, I get between 7 and 8 hours of sleep, closer to 7 most of the time. So, I would even say 6 hours and 50 minutes to 8 hours of sleep. And it, you know, maybe once or twice a month, my watch will be like, hey, great job. You slept for more than 8 hours. It's not very common. But last night, I woke up and I felt like it was morning. It was time to go. And it was one of the things where I wasn't sure what time it was. So finally, I'm like, hey, let me glance at the clock. And it was 1 something. I'm like, well, that's not good. Because I felt way too awake and with no particular reason. I cannot point to a thing that I did yesterday that was different from usual. I had the same quantity of caffeine intake and had the same kind of day and actually had walked a ton. Lauren and I did a walk once the sun was down, even though it was quite hot out. And we did a much longer walk than usual. We did like 4 miles instead of our usual 1 to 2 mile walk. And boy, I was just awake. I was awake as heck. And I'm doing all the tricks that I have to fall asleep. One of my favorites is one that I read, I think on Reddit a couple months back. And I might've shared this on this podcast recently. I've been talking about it a bunch, which is like, sometimes when I can't sleep, this person had written that they think about, what if I was on a plane right now and I had paid extra for this seat? That's not just a lie flat seat, but it's like my whole bed, right? Like if this were your seat on an airplane, it would be so incredibly comfortable. And thinking about how luxurious that is. So I'm thinking about that. I'm doing eye exercises with my eyes closed. I'm just breathing. And then I also, my grandmother always said that when you couldn't sleep, you should just lie with your eyes closed and think happy thoughts. So I was doing that, and not falling back asleep. And eventually after a couple hours of not falling back asleep, and I confirmed this on my smartwatch. I wasn't wearing my smartwatch, on my smart ring, my Aura ring. I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to read. I'm going to give up and read because that'll at least be restful in the bed. And I always read before I fall asleep, so maybe that'll help. It did not. And eventually I was around 3.5 hours of sleep at that point. And then eventually I felt as it was getting closer to really like wake up time, morning time, it was still 5 something, which is too early to wake up. But I knew my kid was going to be getting up. Sierra had her last day of school and finals today. I was like, maybe I could get up. But then that's when I finally started to feel a little bit sleepy again. And I did manage to fall back asleep for another hour or so. So I ended up with about 4 to 4.5 hours of sleep. It's not enough, at least not for me. I don't like it. But I've still done all the things I have to do, right? I've been doing my work. I had extra meetings booked today because heaven forbid you should get a chance to relax on your overtired day. But when people said they wanted meetings, I gave them meetings, because I'm a nice person, because that's also how I make money. Making meetings makes me money. Get it? Booking meetings makes me, you get it. Anyway, I'm really tired. And so I'm sorry if this podcast is incoherent. And tonight we have a big dinner, a big steakhouse dinner, the Kosher Steakhouse, that is exorbitantly overpriced. But that's where Liam wanted to go to celebrate his 8th grade graduation. So we're going there tonight. And then tomorrow, I think we're going out to Hibachi. It might not be tomorrow. It's, yeah, we're unclear when we're going out for Hibachi for Ani's graduation, high school graduation. Oh my God. Because we don't know when graduation will be. It's currently scheduled to be tomorrow evening. But if it's raining or if it's too hot, the school has the right up until 1 p.m. to decide tomorrow, the day of graduation, to move it to the next night. If they move it to the next night, we got to move the dinner to tomorrow night, because we can't do dinner and graduation the same night because they're both at night. I will also say this. We didn't love the middle school. All 3 of my kids went there, and we have various issues with them. And they're annoying. And they do various things that we really don't approve of, and they have crappy anti-trans policies. But anyway, they do one thing right, which is boy, oh boy, do they do events well. Like when they did the award ceremony, their award ceremony was about an hour long, whereas Ani's school's award ceremony was about 2.5 hours long. Liam's whole graduation thing was about 90 minutes. And I hope Andy's isn't any longer. Liam's was indoors other than the fire alarm. And I really hope that Andy's is not longer because Andy's is outdoors and it's going to be hot as hell. So there you have it. That's my thoughts on graduation. And I am incoherent for two reasons. Well, three reasons. One, because that's just who I am as a person. Two, I'm very, very tired. And three, Lauren is currently at the UPS store and needed me to send her a better version of the QR code for my Amazon return. And I did that while talking to you. So hopefully all of my sentences were complete. Goodbye. Happy June 24th. Let's all take a nap.
Lex.